Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Tri-Cities as we got all situated and accounted for and ready to go. As we're out here in the bright and sunny weather of Tri-Cities, and the College Place Hawks playing for the chance to get into the third, fourth game here in Tri-Cities in the state championship. They'll be going against Forks, the Spartans, as they were able to beat, let's see, as they go through here, the Forks Spartans beat Linden Christian 5-0. Then they went against Cleellum, beat Cleellum, and then were taken down by Castle Rock in a very close game, 4-3, and came down here to this game as they watched kind of the end three, four innings of our contest against Seattle Christian, as whoever wins this game will face the winner of Warden Elma for the chance to play for the third, fourth, place in the title game. So a little bit about Forks, as I'm sitting here looking through their program, as Forks Washington head coach Dennis Dean Jr. Blue and gold, the Spartans. We're going to learn a lot about them as we get going here, as don't have a lineup yet for them yet. But I'm sure with the fans that we have, they're going to be awesome. They're going to tell me all about it. So we'll stop making vampire jokes, and we'll just start talking about how they play softball, and I'm sure they hear all about that. As the first time I've seen Forks, their baseball team used to come down and work out with the DeSales baseball team from time to time during spring break. And I had a good relationship there with their coach, and they're super, as they had a good time coming down. And the College Place Hawks will be the home team tonight for this contest, as the Spartans will lead things off as the visitors. And we're getting all of our books and whatnot fixed up as number 19 will start things off for Forks. The right-hander, number 19, takes the first pitch for a ball from Paris. Ryan Peters swings at that next pitch outside for strike one. Peters up at the front of the box, middle of the batter's box, stares down at Paris, who now steps on the rubber and starts her delivery. The pitch swung on, foul, out of play for strike two. One ball, two strikes here in the first inning against Forks. For a right to play in the third, fourth game. On the other side, it's Warden and Elma going at each other. As the ball now comes in, Paris looks in and delivers. Little changeup, a line drive caught by Christensen at shortstop. And that'll end up being the first out of the inning. Now up, number three for Forks. That's Jaden Olson, the junior. The right-hander up at the front of the box again for the Spartans. She'll look at the first pitch outside. Ball one. Jaden, a junior. Peters, also a junior. As Olson looks down at Paris, infield shading towards the corners, looks at the next pitch, low ball two. Two balls, no strikes. One down here in the top of the first inning. College Place advancing, beating Seattle Christian to get to this game. Next pitch up high, ball three. Three balls, no strikes now on Olson, the number two hitter for the Spartans. A junior and senior-laden squad here for the Spartans. As that pitch comes in, strike called. 3-1. Olson checking with coach over at third base. Now we'll head in and see the next delivery fouled away and out of play to fill the count up at 3-2. And the payoff pitch coming up here momentarily. Paris pitching her fifth game in the tournament so far. Delivers high. That'll be a walk. Runner on first, and the number three hitter for the Spartans, number nine, Chloe Loverington. Swings at the first pitch for strike one. As she'll dig in at the back of the box. Loverington. Again, swings and comes up empty on the second pitch, 0-2. One down, runner on first here in the top of the first. No score as College Place will be the home team in today's contest. Paris delivers a changeup, and it gets on by the shortstop on a line drive. She started to break towards the bag at second, and the pitch just where she was. Runners on first and second now for the Spartans as number two will step in. That's Julia Lausche, the senior. Pops the ball up and it falls in between the third baseman and the catcher as Natalie was quick, fast, and in a hurry down third baseline and almost came up with it. Lausche up in the front of the box, the right-hander. Looks at the next pitch, fouls it back and to the backstop for strike two. And with an 0-2 count, Paris takes her time. Now steps up onto the rubber, toes it, and delivers. Ooh, inside, hits her on the elbow, hit by pitch. And that'll load the bases with one out. And number 10 now up for the Spartans, the number 5 hitter, Maya Rondell. Rondo. Kind of like Hondo without the H. Rondo up at the front of the box, the right-hander. Looks in at Paris, and the delivery swung on and missed. Strike one. Rondo, a junior. Bases loaded with one out. Delivers, swung on, pop up. Should be an infield fly rule as Gutierrez has it. Everybody goes. So two outs. The runner at first is out on the infield fly rule. But the runners can advance at their own peril. And they are able to pick up a run as Olson will score. So two outs and the lefty is now up for the Spartans. Swung on and missed. As number 14, Natalie. Lausche. Swings and misses on strike two. Lefty on lefty, kind of difficult sometimes as they don't see a whole lot of each other. As Paris will look in on an 0-2 with two outs, delivers. Little soft line drive, gets by the second baseman. And Natalie will come and get it as two runs will score. And I believe that'll be a hit because it didn't touch her glove. And Lauschi on at first base. That'll bring up the number seven hitter, number seven, Brittany Dean. Brittany Dean, a right-hander. Steps up at the front of the box. Stares into Paris, takes the first pitch swinging for strike one on the outer half. Brittany Dean, a senior this year. Again, 0-1. Tries to bunt. Ball is foul for strike two. No balls, two strikes. And Natalie will set up, waiting for Paris. Swung on and missed for strike three. And that'll retire the side, but not before the Spartans pick up three runs in the top of the first inning. We'll take a break. You're listening to Hawk Radio on KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Tri-Cities. As the pitcher, Dean, winds and delivers on the warm-up pitches here, the right-hander, the senior. Trying to catch what number the catcher is. I think it's 19, which is Ryan Peters, the leadoff hitter. All right, good. Trying to get all these positions down. We didn't get a lineup card before this started because things had to roll in pretty fast, so we're going to fill this in as we move along. As Paris steps into the batter's box here, the pitcher has the sign. The right-hander delivers. Strike called on the outside corner. Paris looking down at coach, getting the sign. Now we'll step back in, toe on the line. And Dean delivers up high for ball one. One ball, one strike. Dean, good fastball. As, again, she has it and delivers. Up high, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Paris again waits for the delivery up high for ball three. Three balls, one strike here in the bottom of the first inning. College Place trailing 3-0. Dean delivers the 3-1 pitch, swung on, hit by the first baseman into right field. And Paris is on. With the single. And that'll bring up her sister, Natalie. Steps into the left-handed box. Nat gets the first pitch. Paris going. And Paris with a fantastic slide to the back of the bag, able to avoid the tag as the catcher with a cannon threw the ball down to second base. Peters, the leadoff hitter, had a nice throw down to second base. Similar to what Nat does back behind the plate for the Hawks as that ball comes in high ball. So one ball, one strike on Natalie, the number two hitter. Paris in at second base with nobody out. Here in the bottom of the first inning, trailing 3-0 as Dean delivers, swung on and missed for strike two. One ball, two strikes. That fastball just up, a little bit of a rise. Dean has a good fastball. Senior throw a little bit of a rise ball. As Nat squares in, throws it, has her out on the strike, swinging, one down. That'll bring up Ellie Christensen. Ellie with three RBIs last game. Sets up in the right-handed box, waiting for the delivery from Dean. Pitch up high, swung through and missed for strike one. Coach Davis getting some information down. Ellie again steps into the box. As the pitch comes, strike called on the inside corner. Two strikes, one out with Paris on second. Dean has the sign, now starts her delivery. Swung and fouled off to my right-hand side. One out. Two strikes here for Christensen. Ball comes in, hit towards right field. Caught out there. Paris tags. She's going to go and get to third base on the fly ball. Two down. Good job there by Paris to get into scoring position at third base as Jenna Mendoza, who will be attending Clark next year, will step in with two outs and a runner on third. The pitch swung on and missed. Ran the ball on the outer half. Jenneth swung through it. Dean has the sign, starts her delivery. Swung through and missed. Strike two. 0-2. Peters looks down at her pitcher, Dean. Gives the sign. Sets up. The delivery by Dean. Swung through and missed by Jenna for strike three. And that'll retire the side. No runs. One hit. No errors. And one runner left. And we'll go into the top of the second inning with the Spartans leading 3-0.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex. We rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us secure your mail and packages when you're not at home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla. And remember, we always have a notary on staff.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Tri-Cities as Winger steps up to the plate. The right-hander hitting eighth for the Spartans. The freshman. Stares down Paris, takes the first pitch, low for a ball. Winger, the left fielder. As Paris delivers up high for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Here in the top of the second inning, College Place trailing 3-0 to the Forks Spartans. Strike called on the outside corner. Beautiful day out today. The winds really died down, sun shining. And Paris delivers just a little bit low, I believe, for ball three. Three balls, one strike here in the top of the second as Paris Orchard has the sign and delivers. Strike called on the swing. Full count here for the number eight hitter for the Spartans. And the payoff pitch, swung on and missed for strike three, one down. And Rondo will head on in. Rondo, number one for Forks, is a freshman, right-handed hitter. Her older sister hits fifth for the Spartans. Holds back on the high fastball. Ball one. Couple pair of sisters here for Forks, just like there's three sister combos for College Place. It's a family affair, softball is. As that pitch comes in for a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Aspen Rondo takes the next pitch outside for ball two. Gets away from Nat. She'll go over and pick it up and send it on back. Aspen Rondo is a freshman. Maya Rondo is a junior. As Paris delivers outside low, ball three. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Here to the number nine hitter with one out in the top of the second inning. Spartans leading 3-0 as Paris delivers, swung on, hit into the five hole, gets by Christensen. Ball gets into left field and it's brought back in, and a single for the freshman to start things off for the Spartans here in the top of the second inning. And that'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Peters, the catcher. Peters, a junior, has a pretty good arm back there behind home plate. Does a good job catching for the Spartans this season. Takes the first pitch for a strike on the inner half. As the coach runs over signs real quick. Paris starts her delivery. Throws it down. And the freshman over at first base, Aspen, got a big lead, thought about going for a second, then shifted and came back. Natalie tried to get her, but was unsuccessful. That'll bring up 1-1 pitch. Here, swung on, fouled back, and out of play for strike two. One ball, two strikes. As Peters digs in. The 1-2 pitch. Hit high and deep to right field. Drifting back is Susanna. She has it and will bring it on in for the second out of the inning. Two down. I'll bring up the first baseman, Olson. Jaden Olson, the junior. Got on with a walk in the first. Takes the first pitch for a strike. No one covering over at second in time. ball gets into center field and it gets back to the shortstop as the very quick Aspen steals second and then ends up on third base on the errant throw and coverage at second. Two down now. Second pitch to Olson, swung on and missed. Two strikes on the hitter. 0-2. Paris has worked ahead almost the whole night tonight. As that pitch is swung on and fouled back and out of play to the first base side. As a couple of balls come in, Paris has it. We'll tee it up here on the rubber as the junior digs in for the Spartans. Swung on, foul back into the fence. Fighting off the pitch on the outer half. Good job there by Olson to stay alive on the pitch. 0-2 pitch right here for Paris. Outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner on third here in the top of the second. 3-0 lead for the Spartans. As Paris delivers, up high, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, count evened up. Aspen over at third base. Getting her lead in fair territory. As that pitch is through, hit deep into right field. Bauman on the run, won't be able to get to it as it falls in between in the gap. She'll round second and head to third base, and up with a stand-up triple is Olson. As she hit that ball just to the base of the fence for an RBI triple. Spartans up 4-0 here. And Lovington. The sophomore. Playing right field in now for the Spartans to hit. Had a single to left, her last at bat. This time, drives it up the middle. And that will also score a run. For Forks. With two outs. Lausch will step in. Lausch was hit by a pitch, her last at bat. Runner on first, two down. 5-0 our score here in the top of the second inning. That pitch hit behind the shortstop and caught by Christensen, battling the sun. Was able to come down with it. For the last out in the inning, we'll take a break. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
It's time to get down and dirty in the yard, that is. And L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla, has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing. While you're there, pick up a bag of pet food at truckload pricing. Look for weekly in-store specials. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store, for spring products today. East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. It's L&G Ranch Supply.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back as College Place will set up here in the bottom of the second inning. Down 5-0, they'll send up number 4 for College Place. Gabby, who sits up in the back of the box, waits for the delivery. Low ball one. One ball, no strikes. Gabby has her sister also playing, Audrey, the human magnet. As Gabby again on the 1-0 count, looks at this pitch, swung on, hit right up the middle, whizzed right by the pitcher. Dean, that was like a Top Gun flyby there. And that's why they wear them masks. As Gabby was able to launch that ball into center field for a single to lead things off here for College Place. And that'll bring up the freshman, Alondra Gutierrez, the second baseman, who watched the first pitch in the dirt. Nice block there by the catcher, Peters. As she's pretty solid back there behind the dish. As the Spartans come up on the bunt, a throw back to first. Safe called, timeout called as Gabby is able to get up. Alondra squared around, tried to put one down there. Was unsuccessful as Dean was able to get it by her with the fastball. Next pitch, fouled back and to my right. Dean throwing about 57, 58 with her fastball. Has a couple of other pitches, about 54. As she sets up, toes the rubber, and delivers. Up high, ball. Two balls, two strikes, evens up the count here. Nobody out, runner on first base for College Place here in the bottom of the second inning. Trailing 5-0, Dean has it, delivers. Low inside, ball three, full count. Full count to Alondra. The payoff pitch coming in for the Spartans. Delivery swung on. A little tapper to third, who slings it across to first for the out. Moves the runner up to second base. 5-3 if you're scoring. As Audrey Coach Davis asking if that went off of her foot, I believe. That's what he was asking. Umpire said no. As Audrey, the center fielder, the human magnet, hit by pitch machine, sets up. Dean delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Signs given over there by Coach Davis. As Audrey squares around, tries to bunt towards first. No going. Strike two. 0-2 count, one out. Runner on second is Gabby. Alondra went down with a ground ball to third, and Audrey now goes down with a strikeout, swinging on a high fastball rise ball. Two outs. Holly Christensen now in, the freshman. Takes the first pitch for a strike on the outside corner. Peters gives the sign. Dean has it. And the delivery. Swung on and missed for strike two. Oh and two. Two outs. Again, runner on second. As Dean delivers. Inside. Strike three called. Little screwball on the inner half. Got her looking. We'll go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Hawk Radio on KGDC2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, It can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street in College Place for a free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back as the Spartans will come up to hit. Rondo up to hit now for the Spartans. As Paris delivers, swung on, hit to left, has a chance to be fair. There is Gabby, and she'll put it away for the out. On a fly ball to left field at the line, one down. Rondo, Maya Rondo Jr. And now, Lauchy. The lefty, in to hit against Paris. Had a single her last at bat. Swings and misses on that first pitch for one strike. Are you there? Okay. Lost her there for a second. Two strikes on the hitter. As Paris delivers outside ball. Paris. Now fouls it away. Battling up there against Paris. One ball, two strikes, one out here in the third. As the lefty digs in up on the line, Paris winds and delivers a change. Strike three on the inner half. Two down. As Dean is able to get the K here in the top of the third. College Place trailing 5-0 to the Forks Spartans. Swung on, pop up, out of play over on my left-hand side. As Dean, who will be going to George Fox next year to play softball, the pitcher, fouled it away. Swung on, a little fly ball behind third. Oh, it falls between the sisters for a hit. As Dean is now on first with two down. As the number eight hitter for the Spartans, let's see here. Oh, we got a courtesy runner in for Dean over at first base. Didn't catch the number. That's Brenna King, the junior, in to be the courtesy runner. Two down. 5-0 our score. Spartans leading here as Paris will dig in and try to get out of this with Winger taking a hack at it and missing on strike one. Struck out her last at bat. Took the count full, battling it out, the freshman. Next pitch, swung on and missed here for strike two. Winger. Little off the plate midway as Paris has the sign, winds and delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and that'll retire the side. We'll go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Hawk Radio on KGDC2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Auto Trader, CarGuru, Cars.com, TrueCar, CarMax, get it? I'm not the hype. If you want a good quality buying experience, here's where you start. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales. We help customers every day find the vehicle they're searching for. It's not rocket science. It's called customer service. That's why we do it so well. Come see us on the corner of Myra and Rose. UsedCarsWallaWalla.com. Hit the contact button, shoot me an email. We won't disappoint. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
The Walla Walla YMCA is ready for your family this summer. They have 10 weeks worth of sports and technology camps all queued up and ready to go. The Y has day camps for children age 6 to 14. Swim lessons, karate, strength training, soccer, archery, whitewater rafting, and more. Plus, three-month summer memberships are available for parents and children to help you save on program costs. To learn more, go to www.ymca.org or call 525-8863.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now in its 150th year, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back. Had to change our batteries out as we were running low. One ball, two strikes to Bauman, the number nine hitter for College Place here in the bottom of the third inning. Hawks trailing 5-0 as that foul ball is hit up and out of play. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Wind starts to pick up just a little bit as Dean has the sign and delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike three. One down. That'll flip the lineup to the top as Paris Orchard, who will be attending George Washington University next year, steps up to the plate. So good to see these young ladies continuing their career, going up and playing. As the Spartans, Dean has the sign, delivers. Outside ball. One ball, no strikes. Paris with a single, her last at bat. As Dean delivers, swung on, fouled back up and out of play. One ball, one strike. As the umpire, out of balls here. Oh, there comes one in from the outside. As Dean got a brand new one, and she gets ready to go. Peters gives the sign. Dean has it. She'll deliver. A little bunt attempt, fouled back to the fence for strike two. One ball, two strikes. As Paris tried to get one down. One and two now. Peters gives the sign. Fastball swung on, hit toward center. Right there's the center fielder with the catch. Hit well, but right to the right-hand side of the center fielder. Rondo, the freshman, over there to pick it up and put it in her back pocket and send it in. Natalie now will step up. She struck out her last at bat. Nat in that left-handed box. Very quiet hands. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Two down. Natalie again sets up. Peters down low. Swing. Foul back and out of play. One and one the count with two down here. Number 17. As the ball walks back to the rubber, now toes it up. Peters flashes the sign. Now they'll set up, and the delivery by Dean. Swung, fouled back. Puts the count up at one ball, two strikes, two outs here. Bottom of the third inning. College Place down 5-0 to the Spartans from Forks. As Natalie again digs in. And the pitch. High pop up. Back towards the fence. And a nice catch by Peters right up against the fence for the final out of the inning. We'll go ahead and go to the top of the fourth inning. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back as College Place sets up defensively to go against the 9-1-2 hitters for the Spartans. The freshman, Rondo, the center fielder, made a nice catch out there in left center on a ball hit by Paris, steps up to the plate. The right-hander wears number one on her back, and she's number one in the Forks heart. As Aspen steps on up, Paris winds and delivers. High ball one. A single, her last at bat. And running on the bases, has good speed, the freshman. Paris delivers, outside corner, strike one, one and one. Long day yesterday, long day today, as Paris delivers that pitch, inside corner for strike two. One ball, two strikes. As Rondo looks at the next pitch, fouled back and off the helmet of Natalie. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out here. Top of the fourth inning. Paris. Twist, winds, delivers. Strike three. Swinging on the outside for the first out. One out. That'll bring up Peters. Peters flew out to the shortstop in the first inning and then hit a fly ball to the right fielder, Susanna Bauman, in the second inning. Takes this pitch, fouls it up and out of play on the right-hand side for strike one. The right-hander steps back in as Paris toes the rubber. And begins her wind, delivers ground ball chopping over towards Christensen, over to first, safe. Peters beat it out. As Ellie came up on the slow chopper, big hop, got it, delivered it across, but Peters running, beat it out. As Olsen now steps into the right-handed box, the delivery swung on and missed for strike one. Olsen had a walk in the first, a triple standing up RBI in the second, takes the next pitch up high and outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. One out here for the College Place Hawks. As that pitch is down low, and outside for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Peters with good speed over at first base. Natalie keeping an eye on her. As Olsen sets up again, and Paris delivers line drive in the hole between first and second. Bauman up with it. Peters, round second, does not hesitate, goes to third. And Olsen slides into second base. And that will bring up the number three hitter, number nine right fielder, Chloe. Who singled in the first and singled in the second. The pitch outside, ball. One down. Paris needing a strikeout or a pop-up here to keep everybody where they are. As Paris delivers, swung on, fouled back into my left for strike one. One ball, one strike on the number three hitter. As Paris delivers and a bunt attempt. Goes foul down first base. Jenna dives, tries to come up with it, is unable to do so as it kind of flared away in foul ground. One ball, two strikes. Five-run lead here for the Spartans in the fourth inning. As Paris winds and delivers, change down low and outside. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. One down here for College Place. Runners on second and third as Paris delivers. Fly ball hit to right field and in the gap. Gets by Bauman. And that'll score two and another stand-up triple for Chloe. And the Spartans go up 7-0 here in the fourth. Bunt. And over to first. With the out at first, the squeeze gets her at home. And a nice job there by the senior on the sack bunt. To get her in for the second out. And that'll bring up Rondo, the junior, Paris delivers. Change for a strike. Flied out to left, her last at bat. Two down, 8-0 our score. As Forks hitting here in the fourth, swing and a miss on strike two. Two strikes, two outs. Paris has the sign, now delivers. Swung on and missed for strike three, and that will end the inning for College Place. But 8-0 our score here in the fourth. We'll go to the bottom, and the College Place Hawks will send up Christensen, Mendoza, and Gabby to try to see if they can put a dent in Dean. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Before you go out and experience all the Washington outdoors has to offer, your summer starts here at McCurney Integrity Toyota. We're proud to once again support Wheels Make Wishes Come True. For every sales transaction in May, a generous donation will be made to Make-A-Wish Washington. Our Toyota selection has never been better, and the rebates and financing deals are historic. Go to McCurneyToyota.com right now and see your savings. Forge your own path this summer and let the adventure begin in your new Tacoma. With $1,000 customer cash or $2.9% financing for 60 months. $1,500 customer cash on the flagship, the all-new 2019 Camry. Rows and rows of 2019 Highlanders, ready for all your summer road trips with $2,000 cash back, or $2,500 on 2019 Tundras and $3,000 on 2019 Siennas and Avalons. Come support Wheels Make Wishes Come True, all while getting a great deal at McCurney Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla and McCurneyToyota.com.
Auto-proof credit, see dealer for details, expires 5/31/19.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back as the College Place Hawks will send up their 3-4-5 hitters against Dean. The senior going to George Fox next year. I'd like to give a shout out to my family listening at home. As Ellie takes the first pitch for a strike on the inner half. 8-0 our score here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Peters gives the sign to Dean. Swung on and missed on the rise ball. As Dean toes the rubber, Peters gives the sign. The pitch, swung on, foul, out of play. No, right against the fence, almost caught. First baseman was concerned about the wall, as you should be. Kind of a short fence over there, too. You don't want to cheese grate it. Ellie sets up. And the pitch, again, a pop-up, and Peters able to get up and get that pitch after it's popped up just to the third base side for the first out. That'll bring up Jenna Mendoza, the senior. Be going to Clark next year. Had a big double last game. Couple big doubles last game. As Mendoza hits the first pitch. Out to right center on the run is Rondo. She won't get it. It hits the wall. Jen around first and into second with a stand-up double. I got to do that more often. I better start talking about what they used to do and then get some hits going. I'm taking the credit for that. Jenna with a big hit out to right center to get things started here for College Place. That'll bring up Gabby, who had a line drive single up the middle, her last at bat. Dean winds and delivers. Swung on and missed for strike one. No balls, one strike, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. 8-0 our score. College Place trailing the Forks Spartans. Swung on, fouled back into the fence for strike two. No balls, two strikes. As Peters working hard back behind the plate. Gets back down, gets ready to give the sign. There it is. Dean has it. Will deliver. Swung on again, a foul ball towards the fence. Off the fence. Peters picks up the bat and hands it off to Gabby. One out. 0-2 count. Gabby digs in. Dean waits for the sign. The wind and the pitch. Inside corner, strike three called. Two outs, little screwball. That'll bring up the freshman, Alondra Gutierrez. Grounded out to third, her last at bat. Swung on, a little foul ball as it rolled back, had some English on it, like a golf chip shot. One strike, two outs, bottom of the fourth, runner on second for the Hawks. Dean delivers up high and outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Forks losing a close one-run game to Castle Rock, who's playing in the championship against Montesano. As that pitch, outside corner, swing through and missed by Gutierrez, brings the count to one ball, two strikes, two outs. The two-strike pitch hit hard to left field and over the head of the left fielder, all the way to the wall. Gutierrez rounds first. She'll go into second base, and that'll be an RBI double for the freshman. Nice hit there by Gutierrez to bring in Mendoza. A two-out RBI double. As Audrey now will step into the plate, struck out her last at bat. The delivery swung on and missed for strike one. Audrey bounces a little bit, now sets up, loads. Swung on and missed on a high fastball up, little screwball. As it rose up and tailed to the inside to the right-hander. Dean with a plethora of pitches. Has a nice fastball to go along with it. Audrey hits that ball deep to right. The right fielder didn't have to move hardly at all. But out recorded. And the College Place Hawks get on the board. But time's running out here. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. Top of the fifth inning. 8-1 our score against Forks. You're listening to Hawk Radio on KGDC2.
Oh, I love making meatballs at Grandma's when I was a kid. Let me tell you something. She was very particular. If you made your meatballs too round, she'd slap you upside the head and say, "Egg-shaped, Thomas. Egg-shaped. Madonna, we don't want the meatballs to roll off of the plate onto the floor." Grandma's meatballs, best I've ever had until I tried a Fazzari's hand-rolled meatball at Cucini. Their egg shape caught my eye, just like Nonna's. And man, are they tasty, the best ever. Delicioso Cucini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buonapazzo.
For 69 years now, Dale Gray's Buick GMC has been the easiest place in Walla Walla to buy a new or used car, get your vehicle repaired, or to buy parts and accessories. Why? Because for 69 years, we have made it easy. No pressure, no overselling of services you don't need, just simple, straightforward dealings in everything we do. Our sterling reputation has been earned by practicing what we preach for the last 69 years. Dale Gray's Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back as Paris Wines delivers a ball hit hard over to first base. Mendoza has it, goes over to first for the first out of the day. So a three unassisted, and that'll bring up the pitcher, Dean, who swings at the first pitch, pops it up to Mendoza, who has it for out number two. Two pitches, two outs. And that'll bring up the number eight hitter, Winger, the freshman. I love that name. Every year you should have a... Is this still Winger up?
No.
What number? Kobe Rancourt in now for Winger. Number four takes the first pitch, swung through it for strike one. Paris. Toes it up and delivers. Swung on and missed for strike two. Oh and two, two outs. As Paris delivers, change. Nasty change for strike three. And that will retire the side. We'll take a break. You're listening to Hawk Radio on KGDC2.
Have you noticed an unexpected increase in your power bills? What about any debris in your hot water? Rumbling or thumping noises when you fire your water heater up? When is the last time you had your water heater inspected? Call Total Comfort Solutions to schedule your water heater inspection. And if you call during the month of May, it's only $59. Not only will it extend the life of your water heater, but it will also maximize its efficiency. Call 509-956-4764. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Tri-Cities. As it's kind of cool, I can get a phone conversation with my wife done in about a minute. That doesn't happen very often. Usually it's that text message thing you got to work with. As Dean delivers, fouled back and up and out of play. Oh, almost hit a couple of guys over there. As Holly takes that strike. I've been listening to the commercial for meatballs now. You probably have heard that thing about 30 times in the last couple of days. So we're heading down there. My wife's going to be heading down to Cagini's. You guys should go too if you get a chance. They close at 5 o'clock today. One ball, one strike. Now on Holly. You can listen to the radio program in the car on the way to Cagini's. Let them know that we sent you. As that pitch is swung through and missed, one ball, two strikes. That's some great sauce over there, too. Eight to one here in the fifth inning, the bottom of five. Swung on and missed on a high fastball rise for the first out here, and that'll bring up Susanna Bauman. who will tow it up. Susanna struck out her first at bat in the third inning. As Dean delivers outside ball. Ball one. One down. As Dean delivers again, swung on, ground ball to short. Up with it and over to first base for the second out. As, let's see here. Lauschi, shortstop to first. Lauschi to Lauschi. And that'll bring up Paris Orchard. With two outs. As the pitch comes in, swung on and missed. Fastball tailing away. Dean has a little bit of funk on that fastball. She'll throw it a screwball. She'll throw it and have it tail in on the lefties, tail away from the lefties, and has a rise ball. Next pitch, strike on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Number 27 now will step in again. As Dean winds, delivers, swung on, fouled back up and out of play. Count remains 0-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. 8-1 our score. College Place trailing. As Peter sets up, Clark delivers and a foul back to the screen by Paris to stay alive. Paris again toes up. Dean winds, delivers, pop up. Back behind short, falls in front of the left fielder. Paris doesn't slow down and gets into second base with the double. Oh, I was thinking they called her out for a second. I was like, man, that was a bad call. But she was just giving the armband back to Coach Davis, her armor for her elbow. And her sister, Nat, steps into the left-handed batter's box. She struck out and popped out to the catcher. She's due right here. As Dean winds and delivers, swung on. Foul back up and out of play. Natalie has caught every single game so far today and yesterday. As Dean delivers, swung on, hit to center where the freshman is running in hard is Rondo, and she'll pick up the ball for the last out here in the fifth. No runs, one hit, one runner left, and we'll move into the top of the sixth inning with the Spartans leading 8-1 over College Place. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Have you noticed an unexpected increase in your power bills? What about any debris in your hot water? Rumbling or thumping noises when you fire your water heater up? When is the last time you had your water heater inspected? Call Total Comfort Solutions to schedule your water heater inspection. And if you call during the month of May, it's only $59. Not only will it extend the life of your water heater, but it will also maximize its efficiency. Call 509-956-4764. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back. As Warden just beat Elma 9-5 to move into the 3-4 game. College Place and Fork still deep in it here. As we move to the top of the sixth. And there we go. Spartans will send up their 9-1-2 hitters as Aspen Orondo, the freshman, will step into the box. Aspen has a single and a strikeout today. 1-for-2. Aspen loads up. Paris up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Nobody out here as Montesano is going against Castle Rock to our next. That one's hit hard to left. That ball picked up by Gabby as that was struck well by Rondo. One down. And the catcher, Peters, will head in. The leadoff hitter has flown out to short, flown out to right, and got a single in the fourth that she beat out on a chopper as that pitch is fouled back to the backstop for strike one. 0-1. One down here in the top of the sixth. Peters watches the next pitch on the outside fall for a ball. 1-1 with one out as Paris delivers a ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Ball quickly in as Peters will be over at first base. Good speed at first. And Olson, who has a walk, a triple, and another walk, or I'm sorry, a single. She's 2-for-2 with 3 runs scored today for the Spartans. Watches the first pitch up high for a ball. Olson, the third baseman, swings and hits a ball up the middle to the center fielder. Gets by the center fielder. Rolls back to the wall. Peters will come in to score. And Olson will be over at third. She's going to go home. And that'll be all the way in. 2 runs across here in the sixth. As the ball went underneath the legs of the center fielder, and I don't think it touched her glove at all, did it? So that's a homer. As the number 3 hitter hits the ball foul down the third baseline. Leverington, a single in the first, a single in the second, a triple in the fourth, has 3 RBIs tonight. Digs in against Paris, swung on and missed on a changeup. Good change there by Paris. 0-2. 10-1 our score here in the top of the sixth inning. As the Spartans lead And on the outside corner, just off the black, Paris with a ball. One ball, two strikes. One down here in the top of the sixth. Nobody on. As Paris delivers a high fastball, swung through and missed for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up the shortstop, Lausche. Paris winds and delivers. Hit hard to the third baseman, Hawley, who comes up with it and delivers it across the diamond for the out. And that'll retire the side. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up. 3-4-5 hitters for College Place. Due up. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back as the Spartans lead 10-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Due up for College Place, Ellie Christensen, Jenna Mendoza, and Gabby. As the College Place Hawks try to get something done here. Ellie digs in. Dean with the pitch. Swung on. And over towards second. Comes up with it. Snag up. Out at first. The second baseman for the Spartans, Rondo, slid down, knocked the ball down, picked it up, and just got Ellie as she was running down to first with a snatch by the first baseman. Good play there to stick with it by Rondo. One down here as Mendoza steps in, takes the first pitch for a ball on the outside corner. Was up, had the first run in the game for College Place. She struck out in the first and hit a double and scored in the fourth. As Dean winds and delivers. Swung on and missed for strike one. One ball, one strike. Mendoza going to be attending Clark next year to play softball. Gets in the back of the box as Dean delivers. Outside corner for a strike. One ball, two strikes. One down. As Dean loads and fires, Mendoza fouls it back. Fighting off the pitch. Mendoza with a long career over at College Place. Last day being a Hawk today. Swung on, fouled straight back. Battling up there against Dean. Dean, the pitcher for Forks, going to George Fox next year to play for them. As she winds and delivers. Swung and fouled off again. Just a big battle going on right here by Jenna Mendoza. Dean delivers. Swung on, hit to right field. Right fielder comes up, has the ball for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Gabby. Gabby, the freshman, hit a single in the first right up the middle and struck out looking in the fourth inning. Two down. Dean delivers. Ball up high and outside. And time called by the catcher. Something was rotten in Denmark there, and she wanted to make sure they weren't going to get crossed up. Peters and Dean now all squared up, big smiles on their faces as Peters gets down behind home and Gabby steps in. Dean delivers. Inside, low ball two. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. 10-1 our score. Spartans lead. As Dean has it, delivers, swung on, fouled back to the backstop. 2-1. Peters calls her own game. I haven't seen her look over to the bench at all. She's just calling her own game with Dean. And pitch up high, ball three. Three balls and a strike. Gabby waits for the pitch. Delivered up high, ball four. And Gabby works a walk, and she's on at first base with two down here in the bottom of the sixth. And that'll bring up the freshman, Alondra Gutierrez, who's one for two tonight with a RBI double, scoring the only run tonight. Grounded out to third in her first at-bat. Swung on, hit towards center field. Rondo back deep, has it, secures it to end the inning. And we'll move to the top of the seventh with the score 10-1 in favor of the Spartans. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex. We rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us secure your mail and packages when you're not at home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla. And remember, we always have a notary on staff.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back as Paris delivers for a strike on the outside corner. Rondo, the second baseman, made a really nice play last inning. Up to hit. Swung on, fouled towards the third base side and out of play as Holly was running after it against the fence. Rondo, the junior, popped up for an infield fly rule out and flew out to left and struck out tonight. She's 0 for 3 tonight so far. No balls, two strikes, nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning as Paris delivers low, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Nat. G- gives the sign. The delivery is up high and inside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Evens up the count as Paris again looks in. Nat gives the signs. The delivery swung on and fouled straight back to the fence. It's nice to see. Saw a couple of young ladies out watching today and yesterday from over at Wahai. A lot of these kids have gone to school, know each other, played with each other in BMGSA. A lot of support in the community for both these squads. As we go full on that high fastball, full count, three balls, two strikes, no outs. The payoff pitch, a ground ball to short. Ellie has it, throws across, and Jenna had her foot off and then put it back on with enthusiasm. She came off for the out. One down. Lausche singled in the first, struck out looking in the third, and grounded out to first base in the fifth. Is now up, the lefty on lefty, as Lausche hits a fly ball deep to right, and it goes off the glove of Bauman. And a safe call by the umpire. Over at second base is Lausche, who had the ball go off the right fielder on the hit. One down now, runner on second. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Dean, who has a strikeout, a single, and a flyout to first. First pitch is down low and outside for ball one. Paris delivers outside for strike one. One ball, one strike. Nat looks in, has the sign, gives it to Paris, who starts her delivery, swung on, ground ball to Christensen, who throws it across. Nice scoop by Jenna over at first to record the out. On the play, the runner moves up to third. A nice short hop scoop by number 14 over there, Jenna, to come away with that out. And coming up to hit is number 11, a substitute, Kilmer, the junior, Eliana. And she'll be hitting for Winger, who was in first, and Rancourt, who came in for Winger. So Kilmer, the right-hander, looks at the first pitch outside for a ball, ball one. Nice side, girl. Runner on third, two outs, 10-1 our score here in the top of the seventh. As Paris delivers, and that pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. One ball, one strike. As Paris in her fifth game throwing, Natalie in her fifth game catching, has that pitch swung on and hit foul down third. One ball, two strikes, two outs. As the umpire talks to the hitter, gets in behind the catcher. Paris has the sign, delivers, hits her. Hit by a pitch, and she'll head on down to first. Runners on first and third, and that'll bring up the freshman, Rondo, the center fielder who has singled in the first inning, struck out in the fourth, and flew out to Gabby and left. In the sixth inning. Let's go, Aspen swung at the first pitch for a strike. 0-1, two down. A little bit of stretching going on by the freshman. As Paris delivers a changeup, hit towards left, gonna fall in for a single. Up with the ball quickly is Gabby, who slid to pick up the pitch after it was hit over there. An RBI for Rondo. As Aspen collected that single, and that'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Peters, who is 2-for-4 today. Paris delivers up high and inside for ball one. Peters, the catcher, the junior right-handed hitter, digs in as Paris sets up, delivers outside low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes here with two outs in the top of the seventh. 11-1 our score. Spartans leading. Paris now has that pitch hit deep to center, under it, and catching it is the center fielder, Audrey, and that will retire the side. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and three outs are all that's left for College Place to try to get something going against the Spartans and Dean. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM, KGDC through.
It's time to get down and dirty in the yard, that is, and L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla, has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing. While you're there, pick up a bag of pet food at truckload pricing. Look for weekly in-store specials. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store, for spring products today. East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. It's L&G Ranch Supply.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back as Buchanan will be the pinch hitter for Audrey. Coming here into the bottom of the seventh inning, number 15. Maddie Buchanan, the freshman. As the umpire has the call, and he'll get everybody squared away here. Peters and Dean, the battery for the Spartans. Two very talented players for their Forks. And now we're good to go. There's so many people looking at the WIAA site that it's crashed. It's going to try to bring you some scores from around the state, but I couldn't find them. As that strike to Buchanan swung and fouled back. And here we go. 0-1 pitch by Dean. Swung on. Chopped foul down third baseline for strike two. No balls, two strikes. Maddie Buchanan, the freshman. getting a chance to hit a little bit here. As Dean delivers, swung on, hit towards center. Rondo's right there. A well-hit ball by Buchanan to center field. But the freshman on the other side was able to get there quick, fast, and in a hurry. And now another pinch hitter for the Hawks. Number 26, Conway, the freshman. And she'll take the first pitch for a strike. Dean has the sign, delivers. Swung through and missed for strike two. No balls, two strikes, one out. 11-1 our score here in Tri-Cities as Forks and College Place battling it out here for the right to go to the 3-4 game. Takes that next pitch. Strike three called on the fastball in her half. And now up number nine for College Place, Josie McMillan, the junior. In for Susanna Bauman, who takes that pitch, fouls it off to the right-hand side. McMillan wears number nine. Steps up into the right-hander box as Peters sets up and Dean delivers. Swung on and again fouled out of play over that first base side. Taking her hacks up here against Dean. The 0-2 pitch outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes.
Come on up. Attack.
Dean, again, twists and turns, delivers. Swung on and missed for strike three. And that will end the season for College Place. The Hawks, who battled through yesterday and today, will end up in that fifth, sixth, place for the state tournament, as they call that the 5-6 winner here, and it'll be Elma and College Place with the 5-6 place on their name in the state tournament, as Elma fell to Warden 9-5, and now College Place losing to Forks 11-1. And so Forks will move on, and they'll play against Warden for the 3-4 game. But a good job by the College Place Hawks. Got in here, made it all the way out to where there were only six teams left in state for the 1A, and really showed up and did a great job for the College Place schools and the Walla Walla community, as they battled all the way down against a very talented Forks club. We'll go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality brand name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Hey Walla Walla, Scott Jordan from Paragon Auto Sales. We have a great selection of inventory. We're always searching for that perfect one-owner, low-mile vehicle, helping people every day find the vehicle they need, whether it's a car, truck, SUV, sports car, or even a boat. We can do it all, from start to finish. We have competitive rates and work with all the local banks and credit unions in the Walla Walla area. Don't see what you're looking for? Go to usedcarswallawalla.com. Go to the Contact Us and email me a wish list. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
The Walla Walla YMCA is ready for your family this summer. They have 10 weeks worth of sports and technology camps all queued up and ready to go. The Y has day camps for children age 6 to 14, swim lessons, karate, strength training, soccer, archery, whitewater rafting, and more. Plus, three-month summer memberships are available for parents and children to help you save on program costs. To learn more, go to www.ymca.org or call 525-8863.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back as the College Place Hawks end up in the 5th-6th tie down here at State. A great showing for College Place as they battle the very talented Forks Club. Just was talking with one of the parents from Forks, the catcher, Peters, will be heading out to St. Martin's after her senior year next year. And, you know, you got a couple of collegiate kids out there, pitcher, catcher, College Place. Again, also, you know, you have Paris Orchard, who they'll be losing next year, going to George Washington. You have Jenna Mendoza, who will be heading out to Clark. They'll lose those two players, but they'll have the rest of the team heading back next season. And they'll make some noise in their league and maybe get an opportunity to be back down here again next year as they get ready and get ready for that bus trip back. Coach Davis out talking to the team as they're all sitting down, gathered around, and just kind of processing the season and the end of this contest as they are one of six teams left in the 1A ranks. Here playing on the Sunday. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to Coach Davis and his staff and to the girls who had a great season, put in a fantastic effort yesterday and today to get into this position and got a chance to really show what College Place softball is all about. Kudos to them. It's the first time I've watched them this season, and they did a great job. Really, really impressed. A lot of fun to watch as they represented College Place High School very well and should be holding their heads up very high here at the end of the season. For everybody back in the studio and for Coach Davis and the rest of the Hawk players, thanks for tuning in, and we'll pick you guys up during the football season as summer break is upon us, and make sure to catch all the action on these stations as we'll bring you all high school action in the Walla Walla Valley. You've been listening to KGDC2 102.3 FM.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks softball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.